Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Get by. This is, and it's not even close, my favorite song from D'Angelo ever. He has so much music that I loved. And that Brown Sugar album is just such a classic. But this is my favorite song. And keep it just for a second, Chris. Just because when you think about getting by and being a black man in America and dealing with all the things that you have to survive and deal with, this song, more than any of the other songs, speaks to me. But so much of his music spoke to me. And I fall into the legion of fans that's devastated by his death at the age of 51 due to pancreatic cancer. And I said that I wanted to speak with somebody that's an icon here in Minnesota about the significance of D'Angelo and his music. And joining us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline is Gary Hines, musical director, producer, and musician from Sounds of Blackness, on the passing of D'Angelo. First off, Mr. Hines, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, my friend. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. You know, all the music that you have been a part of in your life has impacted me as well, and being just a young kid from Minnesota and going away to Atlanta, Georgia, and being a freshman on campus at Morehouse College, and everybody at Morehouse like, oh, Prince is from there. Oh, Sounds of Blackness is from there. Oh, my goodness. You, man, Stokely and Minkin, it just became like we were the cool kids on campus, right? We were the cool kids. And so
you are
part of my cultural and college experience. But you know, yesterday we lost a great one. We lost a really young person, 51 years old, D'Angelo, passing away due to a private battle, and it sounds like a prolonged battle with pancreatic cancer. Just your thoughts on his passing and just him as a musician.
D'Angelo as a musician, Brother Henry, absolutely prolific. Really in the vanguard, the godfather, if you will, of what has come to be known as neo-soul, almost single-handedly being responsible for infusing strains of traditional R&B, jazz, blues, soul, even gospel into everything from R&B, contemporary R&B, and hip-hop. And really, that impact is still felt today and will continue to be felt for some time.
Yeah, and you know, when I think about like my days at Minneapolis North and being a high school student there, I know that right before I graduated, you know, because I'm a kid that loves hip hop, right? I grew up in the hip hop culture, hip hop era, whatever. But I also love my R&B, my soul, and I really fell in love with jazz during my college days. But I remember right before graduating from high school and going to college that we were in the midst of this, I guess they called it New Jack Swing. You had Teddy Riley, right, and Guy and all these guys that were doing that type of music, and that was super popular at that time. But then D'Angelo arrives on the scene, and he gave us something that was unique. it was super creative and it was different. And you just talked about it, neo soul, the soulful essence that he brought to music was something unique, and it was something that I think really captivated people all over the world.
Oh, no question. And like I say, it still continues to do that today, and will continue to do that. And I think part of how and why that happened, my friend, is many people don't know. Some people do know, of course, the extent of his artistry and musicianship. D'Angelo was not only singer-songwriter, but also drummer, guitarist, bassist, keyboard, all of that. And so he bringing those all those elements together from one source, which wasn't so much happening at the time, you know, with the new jack swing and all of that. Those components were usually brought by different individuals. But him embodying and being prolific in all of those different genres of music and embodying a band all by himself really brought all those different elements to his songwriting and his production.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to musical director, producer, musician of Sounds of Blackness, Gary Hines, joining us here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me ask you this about D'Angelo. I'm not sure if you would agree with this or not, but when you look at, for instance, Sounds of Blackness and the way that culturally you guys impacted music, there's a part of Sounds of Blackness that to me it seems like is somewhat rooted in the church. And when you look at D'Angelo, we know that the essence of what he became came out of the church. Do you think that that is true about Sounds of Blackness? And do you think that there's some similarities in terms of the music and how you guys developed your sound?
The answer is yes and yes. And I would expand on what you're saying there, my friend, in that keeping in context, gospel music is part of the family of African-American music, as you well know, and you identified a number of the genres earlier: jazz, blues, hip-hop, R&B, spirituals, reggae, ragtime, country, rock and roll. All of those are members of the family of African-American music, many of them with strains of and connections directly to gospel in the black church. And so D'Angelo unapologetically would bring some of that component to his playing, to his writing, to his live performances as well.
Yeah. Now, I just, you know, I tell you, I am, because it's funny because I saw somebody, because there was a million different people tweeting and posting on social media clips of him with interviews and being at shows. And I was blessed enough to be at his show at First Avenue in 2015. And actually, Gary, at the time, I wasn't even living in Minneapolis. I was hosting at a sports station in Kansas City up until 2018. But, you know, with Minneapolis and Kansas City only being, what, 5.5 hours apart, I was home for the weekend. I said, man, I'm going to go to this D'Angelo show. And lucky enough, I was able to be a part of it. And it was spectacular. And I remember somebody said on social media, going to see D'Angelo perform live was almost like going to church. And to me, that that really speaks to me when people put that out there about how profound his performances were.
You know, they're absolutely right, and you're absolutely correct, because he's the essence of an expression that what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And D'Angelo was all heart and soul, and his music was representative of that, and that's why it was so impactful with people of all backgrounds and intergenerational, because he would reach them with the genuineness and the compassion of his spirit and soul.
Yeah, no question about it. And Gary, I think one of the reasons why this hurts us all on another level is because not only do we think about the loss of the person that was D'Angelo, but also just knowing that within an 8-month span that we also lost Angie Stone. And we know that they had a relationship and they did music together. They have a son, Michael, as well. To know that we lost both of them in 2025, man, that just hurts.
It really does. And it's so surreal to say the least, my friend. Those two spirits and souls that did so much artistically and just as human beings from one to another, that wound up impacting their art and impacting our lives, and in such a short span of time, losing them both, it's really overwhelming.
Yeah, we're talking to Gary Hines from Sounds of Blackness here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the songs that I'm glad that people are talking about it here since the news broke yesterday of his passing, that he needs to just forever be given so much credit for, is You Will Know, Black Men United, a song in which
Black
he
Men
wrote.
United.
Yes. Now, your thoughts on that song, what that song means to you. I remember I was in college when it came out, and to see everybody performing on that song, from Gerald LaVert to Usher to Stokely, like, it makes me feel a certain way as a black man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yes, and D'Angelo was very intentional and deliberate about that. Oftentimes, I had noticed that sometimes the media would downplay the extent of how Afrocentric he was. He loved all people. He appreciated all people. He had a special love for our culture and our people, and that was embodied in that song and in that whole effort. And even beyond that, when you listen to him, and as I know you have, and we talked off air about this, about his interviews and what he had to say about the importance of our history, musically and otherwise, he really was more than just a musician. Like Harry Belafonte, artist and activist.
Yeah. And that's a special thing for people to be, you know, in the industry. How many years you been in the music industry?
As a professional, we're coming up on 40 years.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. That's a phenomenal run. I bring it up just because when I look at D'Angelo, there are certain musicians that I just love to death that I've had the opportunity to actually, I met Anthony Hamilton. That was such a mind-blowing experience. I was able to go backstage with my girlfriend at the time. This was like back in like 2005 or 6 when he was super,
yeah,
super hot at the time. I love him. I love Raphael Sadiq from Tony,
yes,
and everything that he does. And so when I bring those individuals up because I look at D'Angelo and who he was as a musician and understand that he carried himself as a very private person. He was not somebody,
yes,
that was into the glitz and the glam. They were not necessarily all about like the social media and stuff like that, whatever. And I've seen like interviews where he's talked about just being a person that liked to keep to himself. And he was very, very cognizant of wanting to be intentional, like you mentioned, about what he did and what he put out there for music. Do you think that, you know, when we talk about like the way artists move nowadays, do you think that it's a rarity to see people that aren't like trying to do all of the things, right? Trying to do all of the stuff. Because I think that that is what makes a Raphael Sadiq, a D'Angelo, all of those guys unique and creative in that way, because they're not doing things for clicks. They're not doing things for likes. They're doing things because they want to make a difference.
Yes, the answer once again, my brother. And he let D'Angelo let his music and his artistry and his lyrics do the talking.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, as they, you know what I mean? And so
yep.
It embodied all of that and therefore was more impactful. Was blessed to meet and speak with him briefly a few times. Once at a NAACP Image Award, and one at a Grammys after reception kind of thing, and it was funny because you know he was talking about how much you know he loved Sounds of Blackness. Of course, we were so honored by that. But when I first saw him, he was like kind of in the back in the corner. I mean, just and people were like, "Is that D'Angelo over there?"
Yeah,
and he was not out on the red carpet and in front of all the cameras kind of thing. And so what you were saying earlier really was the case about him. The person out for the glare and the glitz and all of that, but just very real.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, and I know you don't know this. But I went to school. She was a grade ahead of me, but I went to school with Jamecia Bennett. So me and Jamecia, we know each other from way back in North.
Shout out to Jamecia. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, I can't let you go without asking you about Sounds of Blackness. Currently, you guys got a new video. You got a new single that's out. We're Unstoppable. And that video and music, once people hear it and see it, is going to get a lot of accolades. Tell us about the new workings from Sounds of Blackness.
Thank you so much. We're Unstoppable. Speaking of Jamecia Bennett, it features Jamecia Bennett and the amazing family band None Above, based right here in the Twin Cities, and the Atlanta Drum Academy. So it's a collaboration with all of those wonderful artists that with Sounds of Blackness. And we're telling everybody that as difficult as things are in this day and time, we have been through worse and not only survive, but thrive. And so if we can do that, we can do that then, we can do that now. And that tells us that we're unstoppable. And Jamecia directed the video that you're talking about that's getting so wide acclaim. She's just a force to be reckoned with. But Grammy voting just closed a few minutes ago, and so I was tied up with that today, the first round submissions. We're hoping that We're Unstoppable is blessed with a nomination. Those come out on November 7th. But much more importantly, Brother Henry, it's really about the movement to motivate and inspire people of all backgrounds and know that we are unstoppable.
Truly, especially in these days and times, we've got a lot of serious things taking place in the United States of America and around the world, and we truly have to continue to provide that message that we're unstoppable, especially when we talk about our democracy and our rights definitely being on the line. Gary Hines,
yes,
I'm so honored to have you on the show. This is what we got to do. I know you've been on the show tonight, but we got to chop it up offline, man. We got to stay connected. We got to grab lunch because I need you to tell me off camera. You need to tell me about the McAllister connection. I've heard about how Sounds of Blackness and the connection with McAllister, but I need to hear it directly from you.
You can and you will, and McAllister is featured in the We're Unstoppable video.
I know.
Sounds of Blackness. Or we began at McAllister College. A shout out to our founder, Brother Russell Knighton. That was back in 1969, and then in 1971, we changed the name to Sounds of Blackness. So this is our 54th year as Sounds of Blackness. But yes, we still, in fact, we were just in McAllister this past weekend. So with that connection has remained and will continue to remain. And a shout out to McAllister College.
That's awesome. Hey, Gary, man, a pleasure to have you on the show. Continued success, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, take care. That's Gary Hines, musical director, producer, and musician from Sounds of Blackness on the passing of D'Angelo, right here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.